It is 8:30 this morning on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. It's Friday morning. Ask the Experts. Angie Moon joins us from Mitchell's Float Spa right here on Main Street. Angie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Where are you guys located, to remind people?
So we are located on Main, 121 North Main. It's right across the street from Charlie's Shoe Repair.
And again, Float Spa, talking anything with floats. We're going to get kind of people educated on all you have. You have more than just floats right there. So basic questions that have come in here over the past week. The Float Spa, what is it?
So basically, Float Spa, we do, it's considered a hydrotherapy. So when you come in, we're going to have you fill out a float form, kind of get to know you, get to know what kind of benefits that you're kind of looking for. And then we will take you back to your float room and explain everything, get you educated on everything. When you come in, we're going to take you back to your room. And when we go in your room, it's actually a very nice warm room, because you do actually float nude. If you want to bring your swimming suit, you can. But floating nude is the most comfortable. The rooms are about 82, 83 degrees in there. We are going to run you through everything. We're going to show you our earplugs that you're going to put in first. And then we're just going to let you know that you're going to take a warm shower before your float, just to get any kind of lotions, deodorant, mm-hmm. oils and stuff off the body. And then you're going to get in, just step into your float pod. Now, our float pod has water in it. I always compare it to about the size of a queen size mattress. Okay. There's 10 inches of warm water in there. The water is about 95 degrees. And then we also have 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt. So we have 20 bags, and each bag is 50 pounds okay. each. Lots of salt. When you get in there, you do just sit down in the water. There is a lid. You can close the lid if you want. You can leave it cracked open, or you can leave it open while you float. But then you're just going to press a start button. After you press that start button, Siri's voice comes on. She just lets you know that your session is going to begin momentarily. And then you get to listen to meditating music for your float. And now the float does last an hour. When your hour float is up, Siri's voice comes back on and just lets you know that your session has ended, that you can exit the pod. Just open up the lid, get out, take a shower, get all the salt solution off, get dressed in your room, and then you can go into our makeup vanity room, which we have hair products in there from Hollywood Style. They provide those for everybody. And then we also have a blow dryer and a hair straightener, and then we'll bring you water or tea, okay. whichever you choose.
And I did this about a month ago, and you go in there, you float, you can't sink, so people
you
only
cannot.
Have to be, that's what the Epsom salts are for. There are plenty of Epsom salts in there. The benefits of floating, what benefits have people seen when they spend an hour in the afloat?
Okay, so people that we see a lot are anybody with fibromyalgia. When you're floating, and you're pretty still for about 5 minutes of floating, this is what happens to your body. Everything in your body is going to start decompressing. Your spine is going to extend about an inch. So everything in your body gets a break. And then all your muscles are going to get relaxed. Okay. So while you're floating, I don't know if you experience this, but the more you float, the more benefits you get from it, because you kind of know what to expect. And then you kind of just pay more attention to your body too, to see. But when I floated maybe my second or third time, I noticed that I couldn't feel my legs, and I couldn't start feeling my arms, because all my muscles were getting relaxed. I was more comfortable in there. So fibromyalgia, the muscles get relaxed mm-hmm. on its own, because it can be painful when somebody touches your muscles. People with arthritis, we had a gentleman come in that had Parkinson's, and he did amazing. He felt great after his float. He was standing up straight. He just felt really good. We get a lot of people that have headaches, migraines that come in, anybody with neck pain, because everything in your body, when it is extending about an inch, it's realigning on its own naturally. Mm-hmm. So you may hear the popping and the cracking in there, like maybe when you take a deep breath, or you kind of just turn your body a little bit to stretch. And then anybody with like joint pain or any kind of muscle recovery. So like maybe after a surgery, when your muscles are tight and you go to physical therapy, we've had somebody come in and their muscles felt amazing afterwards. She said 100% better.
So. Even athletes, maybe during the season, after the season, can be hard on your body. Have you had any athletes come in?
Yeah, so we do get some of the basketball teams in. We've had some of the DW girls come in. Right now, it is becoming very, very popular in the NFL. About 5 years ago, the New England Patriots actually started using float therapy before and after games. And now they actually have 13 of the exact same float pods that we have in their facility. So they float before their games to get all their muscles relaxed. It is amazing to float for any kind of like clear the mind and help concentrate and focus better.
It's great a physical for that. And a mental deal.
Yes, physically and mentally, emotionally too. People come in just to get all that stress.
Kind of reset.
Reset, exactly. That's a great way to say it. I've just lost the train of thought I was going to say.
I mean, with athletes, a lot of benefits. I mean, you go through a long season, they can mentally and physically recover. Another question that we got, what if I'm claustrophobic? People are kind of worried. I'm in these pods. As you said, you can leave the pod open, but I was in there. There's plenty of room. What do you say to those people who are like, I'm claustrophobic, I don't quite like it?
Yeah, so the first thing I always tell people is stop down. If you're driving by, you know, just stop in, see if we have one of the rooms open so you can actually see it. Mm-hmm. So we have open houses every year. And the first thing people say is, I didn't realize it was that big. It is very large in there. So when you get in and you sit down and you touch, like you try to reach the top, you cannot touch it.
No, you can't touch it.
Nope. It is so big. It's like a big, huge dome in there. But now that we have our infrared heaters in there, the rooms are about 10 degrees warmer than they've ever been. So if you want to leave the lid open, go for it. You sure can. And we'll just turn the heat up higher in there then. But just come in, check it out. We have many people that have floated that are claustrophobic and they weren't sure about it. But when they come out, they said, yep, I ended up closing the lid. I just left it cracked open a little bit and I did great.
Angie Moon with the Float Spot joining us this morning on KORN News Radio. It's our Friday morning Ask the Experts. Now, if people want to make this a regular part of their lifestyle, how often would you recommend that they float so they get the full benefit?
Right. So we do have memberships that you can do. Most people like to float twice a month. I would say more the people like in their 50s, 60s, and 70s for any kind of arthritis or just aches, body pain. When you float your first time, you're going to kind of notice that your benefits last about 4 or 5 days. A lot of the farmers say that. Okay. A lot of farmers like to sleep in there and stuff when they're floating, so they really don't get to know what it was really like, but they say how they feel afterwards is what they like. They get energy and stuff. If they would come back that next week and float again, they're going to notice that their benefits last longer. So we do have a lot of members that float about every 2.5 weeks. But then we also have people that just float once a month. If you have a membership, then you get to use the infrared sauna before your float for free for 15 minutes. And then your floats are discounted. And then you always get the oxygen bar for free after every float.
There are benefits to using the sauna beforehand. What does that do for you? Yes.
So infrared sauna. Some people are like, you know, when people call in to book an appointment, they ask, or we ask them, do you want to use the infrared sauna before your float? And they're like, nope, I don't like saunas. I don't like getting hot. It is totally different than a sauna, like a steam sauna. Your skin is not going to get hot and you're going to start burning. You got to get out. And I always say, just try it. If you don't like it, I'm not going to charge you, but it's a completely different. When you go in there, infrared light therapy only heats up the muscles and the tissue. So people that use infrared are chiropractors. If you've ever had like an ultrasound wand tool or physical therapy, that treatment is infrared, only heating up the muscles and the tissues and getting the body nice, warm, and relaxed. Other benefits for the sauna. Some people come in and just use the sauna and just do that treatment for 30 minutes and that is it. People that come in and use that are people that are sick.
Just the detox, basically.
The detox. It's amazing to detox. And then when you sit in there for 30 minutes at a high temp, you are basically raising your core temp about 3 degrees. So when that happens, you're giving yourself a self-induced fever. When we get a fever, we're fighting off infections. Mm-hmm. So those people that come in are constantly fighting off infections in their body that they might not have. So they don't get sick very often.
Just a good way to prevent, you know, everybody's going to get sick here during the winter season, and just a good way to maybe fight that before you get sick.
Right.
Angie Moon with the Float Spa joins us. It is Ask the Experts, Mitchell's Float Spa on Main Street, right here in town. Now, if people are gonna come down to the Float Spa, anything they need to do before they get there? You mentioned they come in, they fill in their application. Mm-hmm. They do take a shower to get those oils off, but what do they have to do, or maybe some things that they shouldn't do before they take a float?
Right. So when you call in, we're going to let you know the do's and the don'ts. Mm-hmm. Do not shower 12 hours before your float. We don't want any fresh pores open or any cuts and nicks, because it will burn for about the first 5-10 minutes. That Epsom salt is going to heal it pretty quick, but we just don't want that distraction. We want you to make sure that you have eaten something. Don't ever float on an empty stomach, because it is a detox too. We don't want you to get sick. We want you to stay hydrated during the day, but the hour before your float, we want you to cut back on your liquids so you don't have to get out to use the restroom during your float. The only thing you really need to bring along is a hairbrush afterwards. Most gentlemen don't bring nothing. They might just come right after work. Right now, with the winter weather and our body, our skin, we need to keep our skin hydrated. So lately, some people might have been saying, you know, like right away, it kind of stinks and burns a little bit. We need to hydrate our skin before we come in. And we don't want to hydrate our skin like right before we come in, because you're going to shower and get all that lotion off. But keep your skin hydrated during the winter. Make sure you're using lotions and stuff before you come in, because we don't want you to have that kind of
distraction. That dry skin can kind of get scratchy in the Epsom salts.
Yep.
So moisturize your skin.
Moisturize your skin. Yep, exactly. And then you should be doing that in the winter. And it's just good for us
to keep Angie Moon, Angie Moon with the Float Spa, asked the experts some questions that came in earlier this week. You did mention that people have fallen asleep. We did get a question. Do people fall asleep while floating? Is that okay?
It is okay. In the float pod, now there is a light you can turn on or off while you're in there. A lot of people that have done it more than once like to turn the light off because they do want to fall asleep. When you're floating for an hour, even if you fall asleep or you don't, it is a great way to catch up on rest. 1 hour of float equals about 6 hours of sleep in your bed. So, mothers that aren't getting much sleep with the kiddos and stuff, it's a great way to catch up. Jet lag, it's a great way to catch up. If you fall asleep in there, you are literally a cork on water. You cannot roll over. You cannot drown. There is a neck pillow in there for the people that might be afraid of swimming. But keep in mind, the water is only 10 inches in there. But you can put that neck pillow on, and it keeps your ears and your head out of the water while you're floating. And it just helps with people if they want to happen to fall asleep, maybe their first time or they're nervous about it. Yep.
Also, floating when you're pregnant, I believe that's a good thing, but to get a question, can I float if I'm pregnant?
Yes, it is a good thing to float while you're pregnant. We had an OB doctor come in, and he floated, and he has referred his clients to us. When you're floating and you're pregnant, you might have a lot of hip discomfort and stuff, so when you're floating, everything just decompresses, and it just shifts apart, and it just feels good, and it is very relaxing. Reasons why people are pregnant mothers might float too. One of the doctors sent a lady in because she had a lot of swelling in the hands and the feet, and Epsom salt baths decrease inflammation.
With that as well.
Yes, it helps with the swelling to reduce that.
I was on my back, but I guess some people have done it on their sides. That's acceptable as well.
Well, like more of the pregnant women might, because they have that out in front that they can.
Just all that pressure.
Yep. All that pressure. And they do use a neck pillow. But the best way to float is by, you know, on your back. Stay on your back. Try to be still. Mm-hmm. We always say, too, if you have came in and you floated and you've used that neck pillow every single time, I always let the people know that it's best to not use anything. So I will put the pillow in there, hang it up on the side in there. But I tell people, I'm going to hang it here, but it's best if you can just hit the button, start button, lay back, hold like the sides and get still. And then when you begin floating, some people might float with their hands. I don't know how you floated, but if you float with your hands right next to you, like just like we're standing up, your arms are lighter than your body, that they're gonna kind of be a little higher than your arms or than your body. So you can feel like tension in the shoulders. If you just raise your arms up and have your hands kind of right next to your ears while you're floating, it's going to bring your shoulders back, or open up your shoulders, bring your neck back, and it's just gonna relax all that. So people that have used that pillow, And then how I explain to them how to float, it helps their tension and their shoulders and their neck so much better. So
because you put the earplugs in and that kind of go, your ears are underwater for a bit there, so that helps.
Right, yep. And the water level does come, it's about right at your ear level. I mean, some people might not use the earplugs, which mm-hmm. is fine. And even women with like longer hair, when you float and you use your earplugs and then you throw them away and get in the shower, mm-hmm. all that salt solution is going to get into your ears. So yep. it's best to always rinse out your ears.
Yeah,
you gotta go after all. Your float. Yep, just to get all that salt out of your ears.
Angie Moon with the Float Spot joins us. So we mentioned the floats. We mentioned the sauna. Touched a little bit on the oxygen bar as well. What other products do you have there? Because there's a wide variety of things
yeah.
at the Float Spa.
So not only do we have those therapies, but we have doTERRA essential oils. So we use essential oils in my house daily. Essential oils are anything that come from like trees, flowers, anything. I always say God made them.
Natural stuff.
Any kind of natural. So you can come in, check out our oils. If you have a headache and you want something natural for it, I will show you the different oils, and then we can make a roller ball. It looks kind of like a small little perfume roller ball. We'll put the oils in there, and then we'll tell you where to put it on your body to get those benefits. Other people that use essential oils, anything for like stress, emotional stress. We've had parents come in with their kids that have like studying issues, focusing issues. Anybody, we've had some with like autistic issues okay. come in. They just help a lot. I always say if you want, it's basically a medicine cabinet makeover, basically. It's for your health, all mm-hmm. the oils and stuff. We also have the Epsom salt that we use in the pods, we also have those bags. Those are filled up for bath soaks. So right now we have those for $5. So they're great stocking stuffers that you can come in and use those.
Put that in your own bathtub a little bit?
Yeah. Yep. While you're taking a bath, put a cup in there. I would say there's about 2.5 cups in there. Okay. So a lot of people might like just to do a foot soak too and detox with it. We also have homemade lip balms that I have made, which are amazing. We have some salt scrubs that you can get and some body butters, little stocking stuffers. And then we sell everything that you use there too. So like all the shampoos and the conditioners and the spray deodorants and the face moisturizer, stuff like that.
Different scents of the oils. They all kind of smell differently.
Absolutely. Yep. So some people might like peppermint.
Okay.
Essential oil for headaches. Well, other people might like, it's called copaiba. For their headaches. Copaiba is great for any kind of pain issues. So my mom did have her knee done and it was day 6 and she just kind of had that achy pain and she didn't want to take her pain pills anymore. So mm-hmm. I said, let's just put a drop of this on your knee on the front and a drop on the back. And within a couple of minutes, her pain was gone.
So essential oils there at the Float Spa. Angie Moon joins us here on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Maybe for that older generation out there, some aches and pains. Have you had some older gentlemen and women maybe float? How has that worked
yes.
out?
Yes. So we have actually our oldest person that has floated, she was 89 years old. She came in all by herself and she did well. Some people that are not sure if they can get down, okay. like lay down and get back up, might bring somebody in with them. And then that person, there is a chair in the room, might just sit in there while they float just to make sure they can get up and down okay. by themselves. And then, of course, they do wear their swimming suit then. And then if they can come in or do it by themselves, then they know they can come back alone and don't need to find somebody. We do have a lot of the retired people that come in just for arthritis and just the normal aches and pains. I would say like our average like age range would be from 30s up to the 70s. So we
tend, wide range right there.
Yeah. Oh. And a lot of men might come in and get their wives gift cards and stuff. And I'll ask them, have you ever done it? And they're like, oh, no, I don't like to be pampered. I'm like, this isn't really to be pampered. Yeah. I'm like, this is for your health. It is a huge benefit on our body just to decompress, detox, and just to feel good and have our body relaxed and have no pain the whole time you're
just floating
too.
There. There's no stress on your body, no gravity on your body, thankfully.
Zero gravity. So if you've gone to the Dead Sea, It's exactly like the same thing.
You just float on top?
You just float on top, and it's actually more dense than the Dead Sea. So you are literally just a quirk on water when you're floating.
Again, about an hour float is what it takes.
Yep, 1 hour float.
1 hour float. Angie Moon with the Float Spa. Deals in December. I know you have a lot of them. If folks want to, you know, get those gift cards, get those certificates here for next year, get them before Christmas in a couple weeks, what deals are going on this month?
So right now, we have you get three floats and three oxygen bars for $99. So a lot of... Actually, the men that have been coming in, they come in and get their wives at, and they're like, can I come in with and use one of their floats? We actually do have two float rooms. So, yep, those are shareable. We do put one or the three floats on one gift card, but you can always share them with somebody. We do have the sauna minutes available, the infrared light therapy sauna. You can get 300 sauna minutes for $99. A lot of people like to use that for 30-minute sessions, and then they get to come in 10 times for that. We have essential oil diffusers this month for $35. It's a very sleek-looking marble diffuser. And then we have also we have Himalayan salt lamps there. We do have just the original-looking
rocks.
Rocks, yep. But... we have some really rare ones. It's actually a gray Himalayan salt lamp, and it's actually cut into a cross.
Okay.
So those are $46. And then we have all of our stocking stuffers and everything too. And for the essential oils, we have bracelets and necklaces, different ways to use the oils.
You can stop by. Maybe you know, you're not interested in a float, or maybe you're interested in the essential oils, things like that. You can just stop by and kind of look at those things as well.
Exactly. And one more thing for our gift cards. If you can't make it in to the spa, you can give us a call.
Okay.
And we can place that order over the phone, and then we will get the mail out that day if they haven't came yet. But otherwise, we'll have it out in the mail by the next day.
Maybe if you're out of town, maybe an hour away somewhere else, and you don't want to make the drive, you can do that as well.
Exactly. And we can mail it to you, or we can actually mail it to
whoever
you want.
As a gift.
Yep.
Angie Moon with the Float Spas. We're asking the experts here as we approach 9 o'clock this morning on KORN News Radio. Hours of operation, you're open fairly late, so folks can get there after work. What are your hours?
So we are open 7 days a week. We open up at 9 o'clock in the morning every morning. Monday through Saturday, we're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So the last float appointment of the evening would be 7:30 p.m. And then we're open on Sundays at noon. It's a noon to 6 p.m. So plenty of time to get in and float.
There you go. Weekends, if those work for you, afternoons, mornings, maybe you work at nights, you want to come in the morning, maybe you know you work in the mornings, you want to come in the afternoon, plenty of chances there at the Mitchell Float Spa. Angie Moon joins us. Anything else we should know? Angie, you got your Facebook pages, websites, things like that, if people want even more information.
Right. So we do have a webpage. It's just www.mitchellfloatspa.com. And on there, you can book appointments online. You can purchase gift cards online. And then we have our Facebook page. It's just Mitchell's Float Spa name.
And that's updated pretty much every day, it looks
like. Yep, every day.
Mitchell's Float Spa. Angie Moon asked the experts, answering some questions that you had about the Float Spa, what it is, and the benefits here on KORN News Radio. Angie, thanks for coming down today.
Thank you.